live in a state of no worry and be joyful, thankful to God when your world is upside down. Now, what this is saying is that being at peace when your world seems to be upside down is not something you do. Because verse 1 says that what? Because we are justified, we have peace, and we rejoice, and we glory. It's something that we have. Jesus said that my peace I live with you, but not as the world gives. What Jesus was saying is that the peace that comes from God is something supernatural. Okay, it's not something that we do. When you see someone who has lost a loved one, somebody who is seriously ill, somebody who has lost his or her job, but can still smile and be thankful to God for her life, it's not natural. Okay? It's not natural. Even unbelievers know that's not natural. So sometimes they ask, how do you do that? It's not something you do, but it's something that comes from God through His Holy Spirit. Let me give you a quick example. I have a friend that I went to school with. More than I and my friend, we did our master's together when we were in Ohio. And he stayed for a couple more years, did his PhD, worked a little bit, and moved to Canada. For the last 5 years, he worked for the same company, and he got a new job. His boss didn't like him, and he was laid off. He's married with 4 kids, and he makes 90% of the money in the home because his wife only has a part-time job. Now, last week I was in Canada for work, so I went to visit my friend, and we talked, and I asked him how he's doing. It's a very difficult time. I told him he has 4 kids, and he has no job, and it's been about 3 months now. He told me he sent about 100 applications. Nothing seems to be coming out of it. I know my friend very well. He's a very strong believer, and he's a prayerful man, okay? He told me that, you know, he prayed about his job, that he actually saw what was about to happen before it did happen. He actually even saw the day he'll be laid off. He actually told some of his friends at work that he felt that was going to happen. He said he prayed about it. He actually, you know, we come from Ghana, we still believe in fasting, okay? He actually fasted, okay, and prayed for a couple of days, and he still was let go. Okay, that is a difficult situation. And for 3 months now, he's still looking for a job. But you know what? He's a peaceful man. When I visited him and I watched him and I talked to him, I tell you, it's as if, almost feels as if he doesn't care. But that's not it. He really, really cares, but he has this peace about him. He has this hope that the God who is in control will make all things fine. And so you think he should be depressed, but he's not. He just has this confidence in God that at his right time, he will make it well. Okay. That is not natural, okay? That is supernatural. And that is what we're talking about here. Is that because we are justified, we have peace, we have this joy, we are thankful even when things doesn't seem right. But it's not something we do. It's something, okay, we get through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is the revelation that made Paul's life different. Like, when you read about Paul, you see that Paul kind of knew that because of the blessing that he has received, there was nothing else that was important. Paul knew that he's received this big blessing, and because of that, nothing, no difficulties, nothing can be compared to the blessing that he has received. And so he lived on. he moved on. He said that, I have this thorn in my flesh. I've prayed to God many times, and the thorn is still there. But so what? I'll still move on. Because I know my Redeemer liveth. Because I know the God in whom I have trusted. That is what made Paul's life different. The assurance that he had in God that no matter what, it is well. So he lived at peace. And he lived with joy. And he lived with a thankful heart. No matter what was going on in his life. Now let's conclude. How shall we conclude? I know we worry, although we may not, we still do. We are human, so we worry. But as we approach Thanksgiving, my Thanksgiving message for today is for us to remember that we have every reason to be thankful to God. We have the most important blessing we could wish for or hope for. We have received righteousness from God. We can never be condemned. Remember the song we sing? You know, think about it. Life on earth may be 100 years. Compare that to eternity, okay? We sing a song, we say that when we've been there 10,000 years, bright and shining as the star, it's as if we have no less days than when we first began, okay? That is eternity. It's a long, long time. And we need to be thankful to God for the salvation, the righteousness that we have received, irrespective of what we may be going through. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 in the Amplified Version says, thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus. Now we remember in Luke chapter 17, that's where Jesus healed the 10 lepers. One came back and thanked him. In Luke 17, verse 17, Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? I pray that you will be the one today through this Thanksgiving season and the days after, who will be thankful to God for his blessing. I pray that you be the one today and through this Thanksgiving season who will be thankful for his blessing of righteousness, for his blessing of salvation. Don't be with the 9 who thought that there's too much going on in their lives, so they have no time to come and thank God. If you cannot think about anything at all to be thankful to God for, you have the most important reason to be thankful to God, and that is your salvation and the righteousness that comes through that. The thought that you can never be separated from God to give you every reason to be thankful